Good evening. We're going to chapter 5. Chapter 5. Do y'all have that?
No, sir.
Y'all don't have chapter 5. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Praise God. In Job 31, verse 24 through 28, it says, "If I have made gold my hope, have said to the fine gold, thy art my confidence. If I rejoice because my wealth was great and because my hand had gotten much. If I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in dark in brightness, and my heart had been secretly enticed and my mouth had kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge. For I should have denied the God that is above." So Job, here he's talking about a person who have made their God their hope, and they've forgotten about the living God. Now, there I go. So, according to 1 Timothy 6 and 10, it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." Matter of fact, the fifth chapter in there, it talks about the money trap. All right? That's the topic, the money trap. For the love of money, according to 1 Timothy 6 and 10, is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So the love of money is the root of all evil. As long as the root is in place, the tree will keep bearing fruit. Until the root is destroyed, there is still hope for the tree. You know, one of the things that has blessed me about the teaching that the apostle God gave him about in the word money cometh. Now, in this in Job, it was talking about somebody who was they were going after the gold. They were making the gold their hope. We saw that it was Solomon. Solomon had the riches and that sort of thing and stuff, but we said that if a person is not really walking in holiness and that has become their focus, then they'll really begin to go after that instead of going after God. And so here Job's talking about, you know, how If gold is our God, then how many know God will judge us? Now, let me go on a little further here, because I really want you to see this, because as walking in holiness, we got to understand that we got to have our priorities in order. Watch this. Okay, the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil, right? Okay, all right. So now, if we don't develop a love for God, we're going to develop a love for other things. You with me? And then money being the root of all evil. Watch this. This is how you can really tell when somebody has really gone in error. You know, they're going after them. That's all they pursued is. And I'm going to show you some people in the Bible, that's what they did. And it didn't turn out right for them. See, Our goal is to go after God. Are y'all with me?
Yes,
so that's why there's some adjustments being made in the spirit. And this is what God is doing. I believe that God is doing this season. I believe that God is causing us to make adjustments, because do you know if you got a love for money, it's going to cause all kind of evil things. You're going to start doing all kind of evil things to get it. All right. So, but now if I really understand that my focus has got to be on God. You with me?
Yes,
and so, I don't serve or go after money, but guess what? Money is a tool whereby, my love for God is so strong until, everything that I own belong to God. Y'all with me here? Y'all with me? So now we got to have this thing in place. If we don't have it in place the right way, then we'll start going after things. So there's some adjustments being made in the spirit where God will tell folk, you may need to downsize here. You may be riding at something too big right now. One of the things that will cause us to get trapped is we worry about what other folk think, and we try to impress other people. Are you with me? So we have to come to a place to where we're really trying to please God with everything that's in us. And so the Bible said that a man's life does not consist of the things in which he possess. So, and it's one of the things I believe the apostle been teaching, and some folk will get a hold of the wrong end of it. Yeah. And when they get a hold of the wrong end, see, nobody knows the time that he spent with God, that kind of thing. So God gave him this revelation, and then God began to bless him because of the message that he's carrying. Can I help y'all in here?
Yeah.
See, I follow the apostle close, but guess what? Amen. I don't really need a Rolls Royce. I don't really need a Rolls Royce. Come on. Amen. He need that for his assignment. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need a jet. Are y'all with me here? Because first of all, the following that I do, I follow him, but I preach at my church. So the engagement that I have going preaching, I really can go on a bike. You know, y'all with me? You with me? You with me? So, see, some people, you know, they're following folk. They see, they got this, so I'm going to have that. No, I don't. That's not something that my assignment requires. So I don't have to try to impress folk. You with me? See, so when you don't have to impress people, but when you trying to impress folk, what you do, you wind up getting yourself jammed up with debt over your grandma's neck. and then you're going to, you got to try to do all kind of things to keep what you got, because if you lose something, then folk gonna talk. And so we live so close to the opinion poll and worry about what man thinks. I am concerned about what God thinks. You understand what I'm saying? It don't make no difference what man thinks, because guess what? If you man gonna talk to you, a man gonna talk about you whether or not you're doing good or you're doing bad. You'll be talked about. And so why in the world do people spend so much time trying to get things to impress people who don't even like him in the first place? So we really have to understand, you know. So if I have to make sure that I'm living on the level where God has placed me at. Now, are y'all with me here?
Yes,
Paul said this. Paul said, I learned how to be content. In other words, amen. Paul said, this is not where I'm going to be, but for right now, where I am, I'm content where I am. Because if I'm not content where I am, God cannot carry me further. Because if I'm not content where I am, then I'm going to try to go to other heights without God leading me there. See, so I need to make sure that I am doing what I need to do to please God. So now, I should be, to avoid this trap, I need to, first of all, I need to make sure that I'm a tither. And I need to make sure that I'm a giver. And I need to see one thing that will deliver you from greed is sowing seed. It will deliver you from greed. Are y'all with me here? So I have to put myself in a position where I always keep me a seed bed. Where's the seed bed? Where I can always have seed so I can put in the ground. See, because this is God's system. This is the way God say do it. Many times folk trying to do it their own way. You with me? And so doing their own way, they got to go after it. They got to manipulate. They got to try to, you know, they got to do things to get over and all kind of foolishness. Are you with me? So once you really, really get a hold of the revelation that I got to first seek first the kingdom, God's way of doing things, I got to first in his righteousness, the thing's going to be added. They supernaturally coming, but my focus got to be him. You with me? So when I understand that, see a person who most people who don't understand the law of seed time and harvest is the people really, the ones who really just going after it. I was just minding my own business, and I had a knock on my door, and somebody, you know, just wanted to just drop off $2,500, you know, Lord just told me to drop off, you know, it just came to the door, knock knock, and just say hello. You know what I'm saying? I had this lady who she said that the Lord told me to bring this to you. It was $13,000. And so I asked her, I said, you show this to the Lord? Because, see, I wanted her to understand that I didn't know whether there was a motive. I didn't know if there was something, that was expected of me, you know, for what she was doing. So I wanted to make sure, did the Lord tell you to do this? Because you can't control me by what you're giving to me. And the thing about it is, I want to get this straight up front. Because 6 months from now, when you get mad when you can't control me, you come back and want your money, that money gonna be spent. You with me? I just asked a question. So you sure the Lord told you? I said, yeah, I'm sure the Lord told me. And she was all right. But the thing about it is, it's because of, there's no way that you can give and not receive, man. I'm telling you, no, this is what has gotten me. Most people worry about their giving. They worry about, well, when I'm going to receive. They worry about when. The motive for doing it, why am I doing this? Am I doing this out of my obedience to God? Or am I doing this because I'm giving just because I want to get? The Bible I've said it once, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. It's going to be addition. It's going to be added to you. I understand. You understand? I understand that you're supposed to be you're supposed to be in expectation. But I'm not talking. I'm talking about, you know, when folk get just getting mad with God. Say, Lord, why ain't nothing working? See, watch this. I'm giving to God. See, when you got your mind so focused on God that I'm giving, and see, I'm giving to God because of my love for Him. And when you so wrapped up in your giving for your love for God, you're not gonna have to worry about looking and wondering why something not happened, because it's gonna happen for you. But it's not gonna happen when the motives and all the other stuff is not right. You understand what I'm saying? Your love for God and all I'm trying to do, I want to get so I can impress somebody. That cannot be the motive for it. So a lot of times people get in these money traps, trying to I want to go here because I want you to, oh Lord. Let me see. I mean, I got to make sure. I got to keep up my time. All right, I'm good. All right. Because it talks about how the prophetic ministry of Balaam crashed at the hands of money. In Numbers, let me go there. I think it's in Numbers 22. Now, in Numbers 22, let me kind of just tell you what was going on here. Israel had defeated the greatest nation that was on the planet at the time, which was Egypt. And so the king of Moab, whose name was Balak, he was afraid because he said, now, if they took out Egypt like that, then they're not going to have no problem taking us out. But the king had a plan. The king had heard about Balaam. He had heard about this prophet of God. And so hearing about this prophet of God, he sent for him. He sent these princes for him, and they went, and in that 8th verse there, in 8th verse, it said, after they sent for this prophet of God, right? Now, this is not a false prophet. This is a real prophet. This is a prophet of God. So they come for Balaam. Now, he tells them this. He said, He said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me. See, King Balak know that this prophet is powerful. Whoever he bless, God gonna bless him. Whoever he curse, God gonna curse him. So he said, if we can get him to curse Israel, then we won't have to fear them anymore. So here it is, the situation comes, and so he tells them, he said, well, look, just give me a little while, let me pray, and let me find out from God if I can come. Well, it's just like us today. Many times we praying about stuff we already know. Come on. A lot of times, it's just like, you know, you having a child, they already know, you know, you got guidelines and standards. And they come ask you something outside of what, and they know you're going to say no. They're going to say, no, you can't do that. They know that, but they'll come and ask you anyway. That's kind of how he did. He asking God. Now, there's some things you should not have to pray about. There's some things you know. It's the word of God. I have to pray about this. So why would he have to pray about this heathen king coming to him to curse the covenant people of God? Come on. So, first of all, God asked him. So when he went to praying, God asked him, God said, who are these men? Now, what God was trying to say to him, without saying it, God said, why are you coming to me? Why are you coming to me with this foolishness? That's what God's saying. God said, why are you coming to me with this foolishness? And so he answers, he said, well, you know, they called for me and that kind of thing and stuff. So God said, since he couldn't pick up on it the first time. Because, see, God thought that he could pick up, you know, with spiritual things. You know, God may talk in riddles, but if you're spiritual enough, you'll be able to grab it. So God says, since he did not get it that time, I'm going to make it clear to him. God said, no, don't go. Now, you got to realize now, They came, they brought money, and they told him that they were going to give him a prestigious, he was going to be honored. So after he does this, and he goes through it, and God tells him, no, you can't go. So he said, go back and tell the king that God has refused me to come. Now you can tell by the language that he speaks, because he says, God has refused to let me come. You can tell by his language that he wasn't really in agreement. In so many words, he was saying that God said, I can't come. If it was up to me, I would have came. That's just like, you know, that's just like you having a, you got a young daughter, and this boy asks her to go to the prom. And, you know, he is the most, he's got scholarships and all kind of things lined up. You understand what I'm saying? He's the most popular boy on the campus. So he asked your daughter to go to the prom, but he has the worst reputation around. Okay. So you tell her, No, baby, you can't go. You can't. No, we can't let you go. She go tell him, my mom and them say, I can't go. Do you know what's going to happen? Sooner or later, she going to get with that boy. You with me? Because she's telling him in so many words, my parents is restraining me from coming, but if it was me, if I could had to make the decision, if I had authority to make the decision, I really would come. So this is what Balaam was doing. This is what Balaam did. Balaam said, look, God does, I mean, he won't let me come. So you know what they did? They sent some more men. They sent some more princes who had more authority than the ones they sent before, with more money. And so he goes into prayer and stuff again. Now, God, how in the world, why in the world, you know, but see, this is what I want you to see. He was so hungry for that money till he was violating God. So now he gets, God said, look, do you know if you keep on forcing God's hand, God will let you go? God told him, God said, go with the man and that kind of thing. Just don't say nothing I didn't tell you to say. So he go on, he on the donkey, he on his way down there, and the apostle said at the night, you know, he's going, and the angel gets in the way. And the angel won't let the donkey by. And so the donkey's turning away. So he popped the donkey, pow! And then it happened three times. You understand what I'm saying? The donkey got more sense than he has. See, sometimes you can want to do your own thing so bad to God, say, go ahead and go. But then God put the donkey there. So the donkey got to talk to the man. The donkey says, why you hitting me all these? Why you been beating on me like this? Now, wait a minute. If a donkey start talking, you ought to have enough sense. You've been riding this donkey all your life. This donkey ain't never said nothing. All of a sudden, this donkey's talking now. The donkey says, why you beating on me like this? He said, if I'd have had something, I'd have killed you. That's what he told the donkey. So the donkey said, now, have not I been riding you all your life? He said, have I ever did anything like this before? He said, no, you haven't. The donkey said, then the angel of the Lord appeared and told him, say, look, it's because I stood in the way. The donkey had more sense, had more spiritual revelation than you had. And boy, you got to be careful. When you got this thing in you, this love of money in you, when it'll cause you to just do anything, it don't make no difference. So the angel tells him, say, the reason why the donkey stopped you from going passing through, because if you had passed through, he said, I would have killed you. The donkey saved his life. Guess what he did? He said, can I go? He still wants to go. All you got to do is read Numbers 22. They said, go ahead and go. God said, go ahead and go, but just don't say nothing I didn't tell you to say. So he got there, he got on the mountain and stuff, and instead of cursing, he blessing Israel. The king gets mad, but the thing about it is, he tells the king, he say, I can't curse who God has blessed. But the king, and not the king ain't trying to work, the king ain't thinking about no spiritual stuff like this. King say, man, I want them cursed, because if they're not cursed, then they are going to be a threat to us. But he was so He was so hungry for that money. Hallelujah. Until, no matter what God said, he was going to have his way and he was going to do what he wanted to do. And until he got to the point till the king got upset, the king said, well, just go ahead on about your business. You're not getting the money and all this kind of stuff. To Balaam, I'm telling you, he just got to the point. He got irate. He tried all he could to curse the children of God. And then after he couldn't curse them, you know what he did? He told him, he said, now, I can't curse him, but I'll give you a secret. God told them not to mix with the heathen. For the men not to sleep with the heathen women and the heathen women. Not, you understand? They say God told his people not to mingle with them. Now, if y'all can get them to mingle with them, then they'll be cursed. Here it is. A prophet of God. He's helping the enemy. You don't have to. I'm going to tell you something. You really don't have to help Satan. He's going to do his job on his own. He just got to have a vessel. You understand what I'm saying? So when you get so, you can get so caught up. And see, this is what I have seen. The apostle travel all over the country, all over. You know, I'm at every meeting. I don't miss no meetings. He never, when he going to a church or city, he never asks for anything from them. All he says is, God told me to just take my own offering. Do you know that's got to be faith? Let me say it like this. Airplane fuel is not the same as gasoline fuel. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? And so his source is God. He's got a message of deliverance for the people of God. But people, the body of Christ at large, they want to get it another way. So they think that, now, how in the world a man flying a falcon 900B, I'm looking at the time. How in the world a man flying the biggest plane of any ministry is flying if God didn't do that? That's God doing that. How in the world can you, Lord have mercy. I know of this, heard about this preacher who, somebody blessed him with a plane. Just gave it to him. Just hauled off and just gave it to him. And do you know that the man had to get a plane back? He couldn't afford it. The man got somewhere and didn't even have fuel to get back and had the money to put the fuel in to get back. He said, look, sir, I appreciate what you did. Come get your plane. I can't handle this. So a lot of people, man, Lord, help me to say this the right way. A lot of people, really, this is the honest to God truth. Many people who got the form of God and talk about how they love God, and then they want to put down a person who God has called with the message. And they're trying to do all kind of underhand. Lord, I sure hope, I'm going to say it, though. I'm going to say, I sure hope some of y'all ain't the people members, because I had a pastor call me and told me, say, D, we got this product, and it's blessing my people. So I know you are a man that believe in prosperity, but if you would come and I'll show you how to do this and get your people involved. He said, this is going to bless your ministry. He said, I got people now, they're making this kind of money, they're making this. He said, and then, you know, he said, God is just blessing us over here at this ministry. I said, man, look, if I can't do it God's way, I'm not looking for another way. I'm not looking for another way. I'm not looking for another way. And I told, you know, I said, man, I know you called me because you know I'm Dr. Thomas' son. You know, I know where you called me. I know exactly where you called me. I said, if I was to get on this team that you're talking about selling this stuff, Dr. Thompson would run me out of Baton Rouge. So don't call me with this. This is what's been happening to the church. We think that now if you look in the Word of God, you'll find out how God built this church, how God finances things for the kingdom through free will offerings, through tithes. Are y'all with me here? This other stuff, you understand what I'm saying, that's trying to bring in to take the place of that. No, you can't take the place of what God has already established. So they think that this stuff, and I hope, you know, if y'all selling, I'm not hating on you. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm saying that it's all right for individuals to do that, but to bring it into the house of God. See, I mean, because a person got to have a job in order to even get seed, right? But the thing about it is, but when you try to take this and replace God's way of doing it with man's way of doing it, and see, the thing about it is, all it does is gets us tied up and that kind of thing and stuff and all kind of tricks and games. And God ain't being glorified in that. Let me tell you something. All right. If a person got a product and they selling it, all right, and if they make a bunch of money off of it and that kind of thing and stuff, watch this. God's not going to get glory out of that. The product going to get the glory. But if you take a person who's been broke and not full of religion, not full of tradition, and you teach him and you train him the Word of God, and he began to work the principles of God's Word, and when God began to raise him up, they going to know that didn't nobody do this but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. I got a man at my church who, my brother-in-law, he had did some time in prison, and he got out. And so he made his mind up. I'm following God. I'm not going that other way. I'm following God. And so he had prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning. And so he's at Bible study, he's at church, and he just, you know, you understand, he's serious about following God. So he's sitting there. There was a man who had a car, who had this car. He had, before he went to prison, and he carried over the phone to fix. So the man, when he got out, he was looking for the car. He'd been gone 8 years. Well, the car's gone. So he said, I feel played. This man, I said, no, brother, you know, just you didn't need to trust God. Something happened that I have never heard of before. The man went to, you know, he had two prosthetic legs, and he went to the doctor, and the doctor, he said, doctor, what can I do? I can't get around and don't have no transportation. What can I do? The doctor wrote him a prescription for an automobile. I have never heard of this. The boy is driving a 2014 Silverado truck, brand smacking new, paid for. Now, see, who gonna get the glory for that? God's gonna get the glory. God's gonna get the glory. You understand what I'm saying? See, because and what it did, he said, I was sitting in there. He said, and the Spirit of God told me to talk to the doctor about this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, now you were mad about an old car. You want to hurt somebody about when God had a brand smacking new one for you. Man, listen to me up in here, y'all. Listen to me. I'm telling you, God, this is real. This is not some folk think that, you know, I can give my heart to God and do the right thing and stuff and sow my seed and just seeing that just still look like I'm just struggling and stuff. Not when you really, really know that you got to have this in you so much until it just oozes out of you. See, because I'm not worried about where it's coming from. I'm not worried about, you know, is it going to happen? I know that it's going to happen. And you got to know that. Because if you don't know it like this, then you're going to start doing other things, trying to get it. You understand what I'm saying? And then it's going to cause all kind of, you're going to wind up trying to do all kind of evil things in order to get it. But God's way of doing it is it works. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you know, I saw out of my memory right there, and I saw, you know, she was, when people was going up song to the apostle, I saw her just standing there. Somebody had just put something in my hand. I said, here, don't just say, God, praise God. You know, ask somebody, you know, can you let us set the whole something. Get you a seed in your hand, because I'm telling you, increase is coming. It's coming. See, all you got to do is just get bogged down in God. Get bogged down in Jesus. Get bogged down in the fact that what Jesus paid at the cross. Get bogged down in it. And you're going to start seeing manifestations, because he promised. I'm going to add it to you. You don't have to be worried about it. Hallelujah. I'm through. And you don't have to have a prophetic gift, and you got to be selling out to the enemy. Glory to God. Got an anointing on your life, and here you are. You selling for something less than what God got for you. Glory to God. Ooh, the reason you in this school, because the anointing that's on that man in there, amen, it's going to get on you. It is going to get on you, and things going to start happening. You ain't going to be able to explain. The supernatural is going to happen in this school. There's going to be testimonies in this school. Y'all with me? People on the internet and stuff, you're going to see it. Praise God. I'm through. I receive.